פרק בייס, סעיף דלת. שהיה במים שנספשו בערב שבת. And one wants to go to שהיה with water, which is not cooked before שבת. יש מפוסקי זמן אינו שקוסו, דלגבי שיעס מים שנספשו מערב שבת. הם הגיעו המים לפני שקיעס החם על הדגס חום, העולה במקצת על שיר יד סלדס בוי, הידניזם כמובו של מערב שבת כשיר מלכו בן דריסוף, ומוסי להשויסם. If the water gets a bit higher degree than Yad Seledes, some Moshe wants to say that it is considered already the amount of Malchus Ben Drusoi. And it's considered already a half cooked. I mean, it says Yad Seledes is considered a third cooked, and more than that, a bit more than that, is considered half cooked. That's what Moshe said. What is considered Yad Seledes, that's already a different story. Because the big machlek is what is considered Yad Seledes. In such a case, one has to go take on the stringent. But one can't say Yad Seledes is already 45 degrees. One has to come along and say maybe it's 70 degrees. Because it's a big machlek. In such a case, one has to go and take on the chumra. So if, hey, המקבל עוד שבת קודם השקיע. פרסנו, זה מקבל שבת בפור שקיע. אם בשעה שהניח את התו של הגב הראש, עדיין לא נספשל כמחל בן דריסוי, אבל עד שקיע את החם האוסית נספשל בשיעור זה, הרי זה מוטל השריס אליך, תחילה אף אם קיבל עוד שבת קודם השקיע. He says like this, that the time which the food has to be ready, cooked, מחל בן דריסוי, is not when you are Mekabel Shabbos, it is when Shkia comes in. I mean, even if a person will be Mekabel Shabbos 2 hours before Shabbos, and he's straight away before he's Mekabel Shabbos, he puts it on the fire. If when Shkia comes in, when it comes Shkia, the food will be Machal Ben Drusoi, that is enough for us. And the Chazon Ish even adds on more than that. He says, but he ever even at Tzitzak Rehobim, till night. Which is already more time. Corresponding what we take on is it doesn't have to be ready before one's Mekabel Shabbos. It can be ready till Shkia or Afilu till Beis Hakoi Chovim. So if Vav, Shia B'machal or Mashkim B'Bushon L'Acha Shel Nistanin, what is the amount of Machal Ben Drusoi if it is food or drink liquid which has already been cooked and became cold. We learned in Hilchos Bishul that food which has been cooked, a solid which has been cooked before Shabbos, there's no issue to go and cook it again. We learned also that if you've got a liquid which has been cooked before Shabbos, if it got cold again, then we take on that there is Bishul again. So we'll have to know what is halacha legabe shehiya. He explains, Machal she's pashol me'ev Shabbos, kashir Machal ben Drusoi, v'ashoi tzal gabe kiyo she'ne gufo k'tuma. Af emutzoinen legamri. Gufo k'tuma, we'll see what it means exactly. What means gufo k'tuma? We'll learn about it soon. But if it is not gufo k'tuma, that means if it is not covered over like we'll see, then the halacha is you got the problem from Shia. What is considered Malchus Ben Drusoi, Afilu Imutzein and Nagamri with a solid. He explains that this. We'll see a second. Then on the Choshim Shemayag Pesach Amanot Lachamamu. He explains like this. That if you've got food which is solid. So we learned in Erech's Bishul of food which is solid, doesn't have a problem from cooking. Therefore, he says the same thing is a food which is solid and it has been cooked at Malchus Ben Drusoi, then there's no problem to leave it on the fire, even if there's no gufo k'tuma, even if it's not covered the fire, like we learn, even if it is now cold, because we're not worried you're going to go and poke up the fire. Why? Because it's already fully cooked to this dag already. Already, the dag from Machal Ben Drusoi is fully. It came to the sea and it didn't lose it because it got cold. Therefore, it's considered still as it is in the dag from Machal Ben Drusoi, and there's no problem on Shabbos to put it on the fire. Well, any in Mayim or in Moroccan, especially with this family, they are already Mutalashrik. If it is water or it is soup, we which got cold, he says, look in the footnote, if you allow. In the footnote, he brings down the Prima Gazim. He says that he doesn't know why people take on the linear, that it should be us to go and leave it, since we take on that if it's cold, which got something which is liquid, which got cold, is considered cooked. It's not considered cooked anymore if it got cold. Therefore, the same thing should be by Shahiyah. You shouldn't be able to leave it on the fire either. He doesn't understand why people are take the lenience on it. Therefore, the Prima Gazim takes some poshut, it should be offered. The Prima Gazim wants to say, since it is a machlekes, if lachshin stanan is considered cooking or not, maybe people take on the lenience. The Prima Gazim takes on, it should be offered. The Chaznish, some people say, according to the Chaznish, and the Chaznish said, you are allowed to do it, since lachshin stanan, according to the Chaznish, is only chumra ba'alma. Some people want to learn in the Chaznish that you're allowed to go and leave it on the fire, if, even if it is a liquid which got cold.